The European Patent Office podcasts bring you an insight into the technology and innovation shaping the world.
Hello and welcome to our podcast mini-series where you can learn all about the European Patent Office's Pan-European Seal Young Professionals program. My name is Persida and I'm young professional from Montenegro.
And I'm Penelope from England and Italy, and both Persida and I are first-year young professionals in the Talent Acquisition Department at the EPO in Munich. And as your hosts, we are very excited to welcome you here today and hope you enjoy our conversation. So make sure to stay tuned until the very end to get more details on how to apply to the program. So without further ado, Persida, would you mind telling our listeners what exactly is the Pan-European Seal Young Professionals Program?
Sure. So the Pan-European Seal Program started in 2015 in partnership with European Union Intellectual Property Office. And at first, it was a one-year paid traineeship post. So far, there have been a total number of 580 graduates that participated in the program since its beginning. And today we have young professionals working throughout all the EPO's offices in Munich, The Hague, Berlin, Vienna, and Brussels.
So that's right. In order to apply to this program, your university needs to be a member of the program network, and you apply via your university to one of the program's business areas. And these include engineering, HR and business administration, international relations and communications, IT, economics, and law. And then if you're nominated by your university, the rest of the process continues here at the EPO. In the lucky occasion that you get offered a position in the program, you will partake in a one-year initial career experience.
And are there any opportunities to extend your time at the office as young professional?
Yes, there are. And I'm so happy you actually asked that, Persida, because there is in fact the option for an extension of the program following an internal selection procedure, which is based on the business needs, for an additional 2 years, meaning that your stay at the office could last for up to a total of 3 years.
Today, there are over 150 young professionals working throughout all EPO offices in Munich, The Hague, Berlin, Vienna, and Brussels, who are in year one, year two, or year three of the program. And it is a great opportunity to start a professional career in an international organization that contributes to society.
It's great that you actually mentioned that, and I think it would be especially interesting to better understand how exactly does the European Patent Office contribute to society?
Yes, innovation, inventions, and new ideas can actually have a huge impact on society and huge benefits. Whether we are talking about medicine, climate change, or really any area, patents and patentability are actually crucial for supporting innovation. And they enable competitiveness and make a significant contribution to national and global economic growth. As a part of the Young Professionals Program, we also get to be part of this exciting journey, supporting the patent examination and patent granting process, while also collaborating and learning from such a talented and international team.
Thank you so much. So I think now we've talked quite a bit about the program, its origins, and how to apply. So I think now it's about time that we welcome really the star of our show here, and that would be Larissa, who has a very interesting background in medical biotechnology and is working as a first-year young professional, immunology, at the EPO's office in The Hague.
Welcome, Larissa.
Thank you so much, Persida and Penelope, for inviting me.
We are very happy to meet you here today in our coffee corner for a short break in our busy day. So tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from and what you studied.
First of all, hello everyone. I am Larissa. I was born in Romania, but I moved in Italy when I was just 4. So I basically grew up in Milan, where I also studied, and I very recently graduated with a bachelor in medical biotechnology with the University of Milan. That is one of the universities that are collaborating with the European Patent Office.
That sounds really interesting, and thanks so much for being on here today. You have a very international background, like many of us here at the office. And I just want to start off by asking, how did you hear about the Young Professionals Program and what was the main reason you applied actually?
Yeah, sure. As I said, the University of Milan is one of the partners in this project. So what happened was just that I checked in the university portal and I saw this opportunity. So I decided to send all the required documentation to the university that then suggested me to the European Patent Office as a possible candidate. And this is a little bit of the itinerary, but the real question was what really motivated me, right? The truth is that I was about to graduate. I think it was April or something like this. And I just wanted a first great job experience before applying for my master. And I was lucky enough because I had an exam with the University of Milan with my course in intellectual property and the important role that the European Patent Office has in patent granting process. So when I saw this opportunity, I just didn't think twice and I just decided to apply for it.
I also wanted to learn more about intellectual property and wanted to experience what it is like to work in an international organization and thought what a perfect opportunity. And I was also very excited when I found out that I got accepted, because not only will I get to move to another country and get to experience new environment, but also get to learn and improve myself. How did you feel when you found out that you got accepted?
I remember that I was in a bus station and I was waiting for a bus that was never coming. I was waiting forever. And I was in a call with my boyfriend when I just saw the email. I saw the email that was saying that I was accepted. I couldn't even explain my boyfriend what was happening because I was crying of joy. So I just sent him a screenshot of the approval. It was just such an overwhelming moment for me, of course, in a good way.
And now you're working in immunology, which gives you the opportunity to work with the patent applications and examiners. And for those listeners who are not quite familiar with the role of patent examiners, they are engineers and scientists who are crucial in helping inventors and innovative businesses to protect their innovations.
And the process involves searching for existing documentations in the technical area of the application and then communicating with the applicant in order to bring their application into line with all the legal requirements.
And when you examine patent applications to determine whether or not the inventions claimed should be granted a patent, you're actually deciding on applicant's most valuable asset, the protection of their invention.
So as a young professional, Larissa, you're working in the examiner field. I'd be curious to ask you, and if you could maybe tell us a little bit about what exactly have you been doing and how has your experience been?
I would say that it's been great. I am in the immunology department, in specific dealing with the antibodies patent applications, and I support the patent granting process under the supervision of my tutor. What I do in my everyday life together with the team is we start a new file and evaluate if this file achieves the main patentability criteria, as looking, for example, for novelty compared with what is already known before the application. And if there is an inventive step, that means this application really has to make a difference and have an impact. We also look for some parts that can be miswritten or if we can find some little mistakes. And this is also where I support the patent examiner to check the scope, if the scope of the protection that the applicant is seeking fully matches the claims that they provided.
Well, that does sound very interesting and very challenging. And I'm sure that your team is very supportive, since after all, for many of us, this is a first professional experience after university. And as a part of the program, every young professional has a tutor from their team. And we know that roles of tutors are very important for us. So could you please tell us a bit about your experience with your tutor?
Tutors have an everyday interaction with us. They are always there for us if we have any questions, job related or even not. And they really dedicate a lot of time in teaching and training us about the essential of the job. I always feel like free to ask any kind of question to my tutor, even if I have to be honest, sometimes I feel like my questions are a little silly, but my tutor, she's always there to remind me. She has this little sentence that she uses every time. And it's like, Larissa, there aren't any silly questions, just silly answer. So just feel comfortable of asking me any type of question and anything. And this is really comforting for me. On top of getting all of this help for my job, I can also say that it's great for team building. This is also a very important skill. And it's beautiful to know that I can always maybe knock on someone's office door and just ask any kind of question because I know they have experience and they will answer me without any problems at all.
Yes, I can agree. Like, it's exactly the same for me. I always feel very comfortable to ask my tutor questions. And if I'm uncertain of something, I think it's always better to ask, because in that way, it's also for us, we're going to learn much more if we ask the questions that that are needed. So apart from the support of your tutors, are there any other opportunities for professional training that you've been experiencing?
Actually, the training really starts on day one. And we start on a first course that covers everything about the basis of our job. And it goes to explain to us also the most important softwares that we're going to use in everyday work. The nice part about this course is that it's really focused on our field. The tutors and the teachers, they really put an effort to make examples about our specific field, that in my case is biotechnology. And I would say that this really helped me to be more confident when I really had to start, when I really had to put in practice what I learned in this course.
From your work, why do you believe it's crucial for young professionals to be involved in the field of patents, especially since the EPO lies at the forefront of innovation?
Yeah, that's a nice question. I really think this is crucial because when you are in university, you really learn a lot about innovation and you really learn, for example, in my specific field, I learn about techniques and a lot of novelty and a lot of inventions. But with the job in this program in the European Patent Office, you really have the feeling that you are supporting innovation concretely because you applied what you learn in university, and you can really make a difference from this point of view. It's also useful because I can make an example from my specific field. Again, sorry, but it's my field. So it's easier for me. For example, I don't know, maybe I just decided to not continue with the program. As we said, the program is 1 year program, extendable to second and third year. Let's say that I will continue as a researcher and I will follow a project of 5 years. I think it's really important to already know the steps that you have to follow in order to get a patent. Because after this project, I will need to ask for a patent. I will need to ask for protection for my invention. I think that the main point of having this job is that it can really help you to find your dream job in the end. That's the whole point.
Right. That's really interesting. And that's a really nice point you made. And I'd like to now sort of shift the focus and more focus on the international environment that we have here at the office. And every day at our work, we know that the office has three official languages, which are English, German, and French. And I just wanted to ask you, what languages are required for your work right now? And maybe you can tell us what languages you speak and perhaps the ones that you're learning.
Yes, for us young professionals, it's just required to speak English. But with the first year, we have the opportunity, the great opportunity to learn French or German. For example, I choose French. I have to be honest also because French is kind of easier for me. I speak Italian, I speak Romanian, I speak English, and I have a little basis in Spanish. So that's why I choose French. But at the end of the day, it's really your choice. Something that I like is that they are really small classes, 4 or 5 young professional. And this is also helping me from another point of view, because with this French course, I had the opportunity to make interaction and meet many other young professionals also from different offices.
That's right, because me and you actually only met because we're in the same French class. Although you're in The Hague and I'm here in Munich, it was great to have the interaction and also get to meet the others who are in this program, although we are a distance.
It sounds like you are having a very holistic experience, both in terms of your personal and professional growth. But how do you think your experience here will achieve your greater life aspirations?
I would say that this experience for me was kind of eye-opening. As I already said, it helped me really to have more concrete ideas and to understand better what are my options and my possibilities for, of course, my future career. I also really enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying because I'm at the beginning of this journey to learn much more about the intellectual property and the intellectual property journey. I will finish saying probably the best part of this job is the connections that you make with your team and especially with the other young professionals in the program. This is my first experience abroad. I just have to move from Italy and to a completely new country. And it can be a little overwhelming and stressful in the beginning. But knowing that in this program, you will find many other people, colleagues, people that will help you. For example, in the program, I am talking every day and I'm learning and I'm having a lot of interactions in the office and also out of the office to people from 34 different nationalities. In my team, you will find more of the people of your specific field that are working in your specific field. But of course, the other young professionals are from different backgrounds that can be law background, engineering background, management background. And it's kind of nice to have this opportunity to share a lot. And it's also amazing to see how the European Patent Office is an international organization from this point of view.
Yeah, I think it's a very unique opportunity and we're extremely fortunate to be here and to be able to learn and also contribute with our ideas. And just to wrap up this conversation with you and before we leave, we have one fun question to add for the end, and that would be, what did you buy with your first salary?
Okay, nothing huge. But because, as I said, I am really interested in learning French, I just decided to buy a lot of French books. That it was a nice first gift for me, let's say.
It's always nice to treat yourself. And thank you so much, Larissa, for being here with us today. It's been wonderful to hear about your experience, and I hope this episode will inspire young graduates to apply for the program. If this is something you would like to do, please check the epo.org website for more details and application criteria. So the new round of vacancies will be published mid-February, and the program will start mid-September 2024. So we suggest start preparing now and get in touch with your university. If you're interested to find out more about the exciting world of innovation, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or any other platform of your choice. And please stay tuned for our next conversation, where we will talk with young professionals from corporate services. Thank you very much, and until next time.
Subscribe to the European Patent Office's podcast channel, Talk Innovation, at epo.org or on your favorite podcast platform. Let's talk innovation.